Come in. Have you completed his processing? Shouldn't you have had that sorted out before you came in? We sent out the request for lease termination 4 weeks ago. Then get whoever is responsible for it to have it done right now. I refuse to let you waste any more of my time. We already have his quarters set up and the itinerary scheduled. He's not going back. So have the business cleared and discuss leasing with the head of the market square. Today. Good. Now leave him in the documents. You are dismissed. All right, let's see. We have proof of residency, commercial lease, physician's assessment. You demonstrated your magic to the physician, correct? And you were born with wind magic, yes? No difficulty breathing unrelated to colds or the sands throughout your life? What about family? The physician didn't specify in her notes, and the cause of death does not specify any related illnesses. Have you not been witness to a magical disorder? Our census tells us it's fairly common among the public. Ah, of course. Maybe you've heard of it as the result of witchcraft. A dark mage wrongs a witch who then casts down a spell upon their family and the child is born without eyes. And for wind mages, they breathe shallowly as the wind refuses to take refuge in their lungs. Yes, that old wives' tale, or some such nonsense, has no place in academia. You'll come to learn about the consequences of having dirty blood soon enough. But for all that matters is that you are of good health and can use your wind magic properly. Everything else looks to be cleared. But your business lease should have already been terminated before you came in. Did they not inform you weeks in advance before you were scheduled to start your new position? Well, there are no concerns of being paid by the day or by commission. Palace staff are granted room and board and other amenities so long as they work. You are considered staff by technicality because you will be working under me, even if it is as a student. Yes, you were chosen to be my apprentice in magic, so you will be taught how to utilize wind for the protection of the royal family. What's so shocking about that? There is no need for merchants in the palace. What did you expect when you applied for work here? Mercantile and custodial duties do not require the use of wind magic. We have other magics for that. Yes, you were chosen specifically because you are a wind mage. Then be grateful that you share the same magical affinity as those of royal blood. There is always a need for more of our kind to keep the sandstorms at bay. Excuse me? You would do well to watch your tongue. Don't forget that you serve me. We are not in the same position. You stand before one of royal blood, not some court mage. Get up. You don't need to prostrate yourself as an apology. I will be lenient this time around. But do not make any more assumptions from now on. It's only natural that you weren't aware of me. I don't attend festivities or court, and there are no celebrations in my name. All that concerns you is that you serve me personally now, regardless of standings. I am of royal blood, and you will treat me as such. Good. Now we need to discuss your schedule. Disregard what any staff has told you. The communal dining hall is not for apprentices in magic. You will eat in your room alone. Is that clear? You will be given until dawn to finish your meal. You will then be escorted to the study room for your lessons. Once you have completed your lessons for the day, you will return to your designated living quarters. You will be served a meal, and once you are done, you are free to utilize your personal study room and any of the areas in your quarters. You will then be served your dinner, and an escort will take you to a private bathing room. Once you are done, you will return to your room to sleep, and the next day you will do the same. So on and so forth. Your schedule will be set, unless I state otherwise. All that is expected of you is to follow the schedule as provided. All of your meals will be taken care of otherwise. Your designated staff will provide you with any amenities that you require, and your quarters are supplied with several means of entertaining yourself, if you so desire. And if you require anything else, you will submit your request directly to me for approval. As your employer, it is my job to approve of anything you ask for, regardless. It is more efficient to hear a request directly from the source. There's no need to play games of he said, she said with the middleman. Incomplete information only leads to more unnecessary work. And if there's one thing I hate more than anything else, it's having my time wasted. You may inform any of the staff within the vicinity of your quarters of any needs you have. They will bring you to me. Do not go wandering off on your own. You must always be accompanied by an escort if you are needing to leave the area for any reason. There are no exceptions. Understood then? Good. Now that you are aware of your schedule, we will have the seamstress finalize any adjustments for your uniforms. She will go over the procedures of how to dress and where to place them at the end of the day for the launderer. You are expected to wear them at all times, unless you are in your quarters or the bath. Staff will not permit you to leave without them otherwise. That should cover everything. If you have any questions, ask them now. Otherwise, save them for when we meet for your lessons. There are no incorrect questions, only limited answers. You are a student, and you are here to learn. So, I will permit questions that help you understand what is expected of you. But you must accept that there are certain things you are not meant to know. Forbidden knowledge can be a dangerous tool. Insider secrets, black market trade, extramarital affairs, imposters seeking claim to the throne, lies and deceit. They can cut down a regime in an instant. Those are issues left to those in power. The public need not concern themselves with something so delicate. You will know if it is something you aren't meant to know if you don't get an answer. That being said, what are your questions? You are allowed to attend festivals, but you must always be accompanied by an escort. If you choose not to attend, you have the choice between staying in your quarters for the day or joining me for extra lessons. I made it clear before that I do not attend festivals. I will remain in my office and do work as I always do, away from the public. Because there is no princess seen at this kingdom. That's why. Is that all? Then join your escort and make sure everything is prepared for tomorrow. Your lessons will start then.